Now let's look at this. It's found in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 6. Now we've been talking on spiritual warfare, and this particular part is called possessing our inheritance. Possessing our inheritance. I want to read this scripture again because the scripture really just brings us right into line with what this is all about and gives us great insight. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So he's telling us we don't wrestle against people. So it's not people. Don't get mad at people. Not wrestling against them. We are wrestling it against unseen spirit demons. Verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, what do you do? Stand therefore, having girded your loins about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I declare that the debt on this building is paid in full. All right, so we're talking about the fact that we got to be strong in the Lord because our strength is not enough, because there are unseen forces in an invisible realm that we are warring against. Now, understand the church are the only ones that have the apparatus and have the ability to war on that level. Otherwise, people cannot war in that area. So now, what we're seeing here and what we talked about last time is that the just shall live by faith. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
All right, how does faith come?
By
hearing, and hearing by what? We're hearing by the word of God. So as we hear the word of God, then faith comes so that we can live the kind of life and on the level that God wants us to live on that faith level. Now, on that faith level, there is an unseen realm. There is a realm that you cannot see that is specifically talked about in the scriptures. The things that are in the unseen realm are listed in the word of God. So the word of God gives us not only the information that we need, but the faith to access that realm and be able to be provided for. Now, we said some things last time about that realm. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3, please. Hebrews chapter 3. Oh, I got it together now. I got it together. Don't doubt. Don't hate. Hebrews chapter 3. Let me know when you get there. All right. This Hebrews chapter 3, look at verse 1 through 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house hath more honor than the house. All right. Now, who is it talking about? Jesus. It's talking about Jesus. Now, he's calling Jesus our high priest, apostle and high priest. Apostle is one who is sent. That's literally an apostle, what it's saying, what it's talking about here in Greek. A sent one. A high priest, as Moses was in the wilderness and Moses anointed the high priest Aaron to carry out the functions in the wilderness for the children of Israel. For example, Yom Kippur, the great day of atonement. It was a time where there was an atonement for the nation of Israel. There was a sacrifice given, and that blood from that sacrifice covered the sins of Israel for another year. All right? The high priest was responsible for doing that, carrying out that ceremonially, so that the children of Israel could be blessed for another year. So that was a high priest in the natural. Jesus is seated now at the right hand of the Father, and he is the high priest for us. Okay? So he carries out his high priestly ministry. That is, he receives the tithes and so forth and so on. Tithing is what you say. Tithe is what you give. All right. That's all right. It'll sink in. Now, so I'm saying that that realm is there. Let's go to 1 Peter, please, in chapter 1. That's after Hebrews. James after Hebrews, and then 1 Peter. James after Hebrews, and then 1 Peter. Let me know when you get there. All right, look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and 3 and 4. Chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance, watch this, what? Incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So it's saying there is something that is an inheritance that's on reserve in heaven for you. How many of y'all ever heard of something called will call? You got something out there now, don't you? You got a layaway. You lay away. Well, lay away. Lay away. I got something on lay away. That means it's laid away. So I've got to come in with the balance of the money or whatever have you to get that which was on layaway. You got what I'm saying? But it's mine. It's got my name on it. Say amen to that. So everything that God's going to ever do for you, he's already done. And you have it on layaway. All right, we just use that word for right now. You got what I'm saying? So you don't have to cry, beg, scream, bawl, squall. You don't need to carry on like that because it's already on layaway. It's already got your name to it. What you have to do is get enough faith, come on, to access it. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. See? And I want to get enough faith to pull it down into my life. It's already there on layaway. Say layaway. Now, I'm just using that expression because people lay things away and they have to go in and pay a balance of the money. Well, the money is not in the kingdom. Kingdom is faith. Faith is a currency in the kingdom. So I have to have a sufficient amount of faith so that I can get what was on layaway for me. Say amen to that. Now, he's got everything there. Victory there, knowledge there, revelation there, wisdom there, healing there, prosperity there. Everything's there. All right, that you'll ever need, because he already saw your need before you even came in the earth. Now, let's go now to Romans chapter 9, please. Romans chapter 9. Now, what am I doing now? Getting you to think the invisible. I'm getting you to think the invisible. I'm getting you to see something that your eyes cannot see. Okay, let me know when you get to Romans. I said chapter 9. Chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8. Let me know when you get there. All right. Look what it says in Romans chapter 8. He said this, verse 31. Let me start there. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All right, let's keep going. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Watch this next one. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh what? Intercession for us. So where is Christ? What is he doing? He is praying for you right now. Isn't that wonderful? Now, all this you can't see with the natural eyes, but all this is going on. See? And you access all of this and receive it by faith. All right? Can we keep going? All right. Now, let's kind of go into where we want to go into the night. Now, we're setting a stage. Well, let's go to one more place first. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is very, very important. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. All right, I want to read two parts to this, but I want you to see what he's saying here. Verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, who are they talking about right there? Satan. Has blinded the what? Minds of them which what? Believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So Satan blinds the what? Mind, not the eyes. You don't see with the eyes, see through them. He blinds the mind. So he blinds the mind to the truth. And there are people who are deceived that Satan has blinded their mind, and they'll argue down about things. And it's just plain as day right there in the scriptures. You try to figure out, how did they get that? Well, you were there one day, and now you were blind, but now you can see. All right, look at verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. So I'm talking about two men here. I'm talking about an outward man and a what? Inward man. Look at verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are what? Seen, but at the things that are what? Not seen. For the things that are seen are what? Temporal. What does temporal mean? They're subject to change, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. All right. Now, so there's two realms. Now, when we talk about heaven, don't look up. You know what I mean? When I say that, I mean, heaven, the one they're talking about here, is the realm just above this natural, three-dimensional world system. And it's the first heaven where all your goods are. It's that realm just outside of this physical realm. It's where faith contacts. Because I can't touch that realm with my natural senses. See, I'm hitting air. But that realm is there. See, now I'm saying because people look up right here in America and say, yeah, heaven is up there. Well, not in China, they say heaven is up there. Well, wait a minute. Either it's up here or it's down there. You see what I'm saying? Everybody's on whatever side of the earth they're pointing up. My point to you is because it's all around you.
All right.
See? If you could see in the spirit, you would see demons.
Yes.
Not up in here, though.
Amen.
Out there.
Amen.
See? Because they're in a realm that's outside of this natural three-dimensional realm. They're out there, okay? Now, you can see the effect of demons because they affect people's lives. They're in the earth right now, and they're in an influence mode. So that's what they do. The first stage is influence. They try to influence a person's thinking. And what they do is, the Bible talks about fiery darts. See, quench all the fiery darts, because the enemy shoots a dart in your mind. He tries to make you think that's your thought. See, and it's not your thought. He tries to shoot it in your mind and make you think that. Oh, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm talking about possessing your inheritance. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is good stuff, folks. Let me know when you get there. Verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are what? Not carnal. Now, what does carnal mean? Anybody know? Okay, fleshly or natural weapons. But what? Mighty through God to the what? Pulling down, come on, of strongholds. Keep going. Casting down what? Imaginations. Now, one translation says reasonings, but where is an imagination? Where is it? It's in the mind. So it's casting down some picture that's been painted in your mind. You just saw your car getting hit. So your kids doing it. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying this imagination, see? And his job is to keep that pressure on your mind and make you think what you don't want to think. See, to keep it right there on your mind, to keep it suggestion. See, and the next thing you know, it's pretty soon what people do if they're not strong and know how to cast it out, is they start thinking that thought. Well, if they start thinking that thought, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is it. That'll eventually manifest in their life. Well, that's what the enemy will try to get you to do. So the imagination was given to you, but it wasn't given to you to think bad stuff. It was given to you to think about, there's a pot of gold over there with my name on it. That's what it was given to you to think. All right, now, so I won't go any further than that. Let's go now and go, and the Holy Spirit is working with you. Where is the Holy Spirit? He's in you. Okay, he's working with you every step of the way, teaching you, speaking to you. Well, I didn't hear him yet. Well, he's still speaking. And we got to learn how to hear his voice and be able to discern his voice. A lot of people come talking about, some people talk about, well, you know what the devil said to me. Stop listening to him. Don't listen to him. Amen. Because he's going to say some stuff that ain't scripture. And sometimes he'll try to use scripture. Well, you know, he tried to use it on Jesus, but Jesus cast it down. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7 now. We're going on in to get our possessions here. Praise God, because it belongs to us. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
All right. The spiritual realm is really our realm. The greatest thing that can happen to a Christian is for us to move out of the sense or intellectual realm into the spirit, the realm of the spirit. That's the greatest thing that can happen to a believer, that he move out of the place of his flesh into the place of faith. That is the greatest thing that can happen to a believer after you get born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the greatest thing that can happen to you. The senses and intellect will fight you tooth and nail many times to keep you in the three-dimensional world. They'll try to tell you what's real when the Spirit of God or the Bible is saying something totally different. Okay? So what's real to you becomes real. So you got to know that, wait a minute, there are some things that are, oh yeah, they're there. And I know somebody said, well, you trying to tell me I'm not sick? I know I'm sick. If I'm sick, I can feel I'm sick. Well, that's true. But while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are subject to what? Change. They're there. You know they're there because faith is the substance of things what? Hope for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. You know they're there because they're seen. All right. Now, where did I tell you to turn? Deuteronomy chapter 7. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's start at verse 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land where you go and possess it, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. I like that. Don't show any mercy to them. Neither shall thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give to his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. In other words, this is not talking about racial. It's talking about marriage between a believer and an unbeliever. Okay? Verse 4. For they will turn away thy son from what? Following me, and that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a what kind of people? Special people unto him above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Okay? Now, let's stop right there. And let me just show you this about images first. The reason why sometimes you got to watch bringing images into your house, because if that image has been dedicated to demonic spirits, they are licensed to follow it. Wherever it goes, they are licensed to come. So what you have to do is you have to watch what you bring in there. Is this the right bunch I'm talking to? Okay. I'm talking about spiritual warfare now, because some people don't know that, and they go over there in other countries and bring stuff, and then next thing you know, they got a strife in their marriage and so forth. So I wonder what's wrong. The house needs cleaning out. Okay. I think we're getting kind of excited over in this section over here. I better stay over here. But the house needs cleaning out. Because, see, you didn't know that. See? The Bible says the curse causeless shall not come. There's a cause for a curse. And so what you need to do is say, okay, wait a minute. Let me see. That's why I always do, make sure I do, you know, 3 days fasting is a good time. Three days is a good time for, you know, I think I call it a minimum time, for you to really know and discern the spiritual things. It's like, remember, well, I'll get to it, hopefully, when Joshua hooked up with the wrong group, remember, after 3 days, it was revealed to him. So it's almost like I have this thing in me that knows that, hey, I just turn that plate down for 3 days. Whatever demon there is trying to hinder me, he going to be showing up. Amen. See? And it's hard for you to deal with something you can't see when you don't know what you're dealing with. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. So I'm just saying carved images and things like that. And that's why when Moses came down, remember what they did? They had that, they made that golden calf. You remember Egypt? Israel made that golden calf, and then they were sacrificing it and so forth and so on. Well, notice what he did with the golden calf. Anybody remember what Moses did with that golden calf? He ground it up and did what else to it? He put it in water, and what else did he do? He made them drink it. Okay. Now, what I'm saying is don't throw it away. What they do is they grind it up. They grind it up, because when you grind it up, then it's destroyed. And this is what he's talking about. See? And those images that have been dedicated to those false gods, grind that thing up. Don't take that thing and bring it in your house. Now, are y'all following what I'm saying here? Okay, now I'm talking about spiritual warfare, because some of the saints are being harassed or hassled or whatever have you because of don't know some of these things. And because we don't know some of these things, you know, the devil is taking advantage of us. Say amen. See, I know you love God. I know you love God. And God knows you love him. And true enough, you may not have all the love that you're ever going to have for him, and you're going to be building in love and so forth as you go along. But he knows he has to work with you right where you are. Say amen to that. Things like Ouija boards. See, I've seen a family destroyed out of Ouija board. I've seen it, because I used to go over there. They had said that we got this thing called a Ouija board. I'm in school, high school, I think. And I said, well, oh, what does that do? Oh, that'll tell you fortune, man. It'll tell you everything about yourself. So, and you put your hands on it, something like that, and so forth. All that's witchcraft. See, all that's the influence of demons suggesting, and as you, that thing moves and so forth like that, then that. See? So you don't even need to deal with it. Because if you want to know what's going on, you just ask the Holy Ghost. Yeah. See, you don't need to deal with that. You don't need to call some hotline and talk to somebody who's probably a female impersonator. Hello! You don't need to go through that. All you do is go get the Bible. If you can't find it there, ask the Holy Spirit. Give him a chance to talk to you. Say amen to this. All right. Now, those demons will influence you. And they'll try to influence you. They won't influence you. But, nor the people who are watching me. But they'll try to influence people. And they'll try to influence them to think certain thoughts. To be depressed. Come on. To be worried. To be mad. To be unforgiving. And that's spirits working on people. See? And so forth. Oppress one person or make them want to think they want to have an outside affair out of their marriage. Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that we put it all on the devil. The devil made me do it. Because a person has to submit to that. Y'all don't want to hear all this, do you? See? start telling the truth, they kind of get quiet.
Amen.
They would say, amen, praise God.
Amen.
Pretty soon you ain't going to be saying nothing. I'm going to just be... Well, let me tell you something. That's because the enemy affects desire. One of the first things I think he comes after in Christians is the desire. He comes to neutralize your desire. Make it so that you don't want that. Oh, you kind of want it, but not enough. You can do with it without it. Uh-uh. I want my stuff.
Amen.
My desire for my inheritance is strong. Amen. And you ought to get yours strong.
Amen.
All right? Y'all still here?
Yes.
Amen. Y'all love me?
Amen.
Okay. Let's. I'm not going to take long, you know. So, now they're going into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Am I right about it? Now, the Canaanites were occupying this land. If I can just say Canaanites, which would take in the Pezorites and all those folks, they were occupying this land. Now, this land was the best land. And it seems like they knew where the best land was. And today, the children of this world still know where the best land is. I'm talking now. And it's still flowing with milk and honey. Now, I'm going to define milk and honey. This is my definition. The most fertile, the most producing, the best that there is that's in this earth. It could be real estate. It could be businesses. It could be whatever have you. But it's the most fertile land possible for producing. Now, the world or people who are not of God own most of this land. And the people of God lack the desire to go in to get it. One, because the church has been divided. Turn to Matthew chapter 12 real quick, please. Y'all better find this out. See, this might be why you're fasting. Because it might be something that I'm going to give you tonight that's going to get the devil off of your money. What did I tell you to turn? Matthew chapter 12. All right, look at Matthew chapter 12. I'm just read one scripture. And Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. Here's what it says. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to what? Desolation. And every city or what? House, that means church, divided against itself, what? Shall not stand. I think we've been so busy fighting denominations that we haven't fought the devil or fought the good fight of faith. Now, another thing that has been lacking, that has created a lack of desire, has been lack of knowledge. Say lack of knowledge. All right. The third thing has been wrong image. Say wrong image. Look at Matthew chapter 11. I won't go to lack of knowledge. Put it in your notes. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. All right. See, when you got knowledge that somebody just walked out of that house with your coat, and you know you just paid Fields good money for that coat, you're going after that coat. See, but Jesse Duplantis preached a great sermon talking about the reason why Satan could get in the garden and do what he did is because Adam never took ownership. He never took ownership, because if he took ownership, Satan wouldn't have come in there. See, we got to take ownership of what belongs to us. So that healing belongs to you. Sickness don't belong to you. All right, look what it says. 11, verse 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the what? kingdom of God is what? Greater than he. Greater than who? John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the greatest prophet that ever lived. Anybody that's in the kingdom, say I'm in the kingdom, is greater than who? John the Baptist. Now this is how greater you are than anybody in that Old Testament. Now, let me paint another picture for you. Look at Psalms. Come on. Psalms chapter 8, real quick. Have you got it? It says, when I consider the work, verse 3, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, talking about God, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than who? The angels. That word angels translates what? God. Elohim or God. So put it in your Bible. God. I'm made a little lower than who? God. I'm made a little lower than who? God. I'm made a little lower than who? God. And has crowned him with glory and honor and has made him to have dominion over the what? Works of thy hands. Works of whose hands? God's hands. Well, some of the works of God's hands are found in verse 3. For I consider the heavens the work of thy fingers. I'm telling you that the stars are the work of God's hand, and he put whatever he worked under man. So we have authority all the way up through the universe. Now you better hear what I'm telling you. Now look what he said next. He said, thou hast put all things under his feet. All things. What's left after all? Nothing. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, please. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm on my way home now. Ephesians chapter 1. The devil is a liar. And Jesus is the Messiah. Look what it said in Ephesians chapter 1. Let me know when you get there. See, we are not taking our authority. We have not been assuming our authority. We have not been acting like God, like he made us. Why? Because we got the wrong image. We look at all these old horror movies and everything and see somebody and they pull up the cross and then his head spin around 360 and spit out some green stuff and the priests go flying up against the wall. You don't need to watch that. That is a lie from the pit of hell. My point is the devil projected that so that you would buy that and it would get in your subconscious and subconsciously you'll believe it. Now you might say you don't believe it in here, but let me put you in a place, let me put you in there at night, and now it's 12 o'clock at night, maybe 1 o'clock at night, and you hear a little noise. Then, see, your eyes get big. Why? Because, see, fear comes. Fear comes because you don't know who you are. Fear comes when you don't know you're surrounded by angels. Sit up here and hallelujah, praise the Lord and all that, but I'm telling you, it's in there. And the proof that it's in there is because the church ain't taking over. Man, we're supposed to take over the earth. The heathen not supposed to run the earth because they're not running it. The demons are running it through them. And we can bind every devil that's in heaven. Man, we're supposed to take this money back. The violent take it by force. Asking for nothing. I'm calling it in. Matter of fact, I'm gonna call it in right now. Come on. Come on, get up out of your seat. The devil is a liar. See, he done held your money too long. That ain't his money, that's your money. That ain't his house, that's your house. That ain't his real estate. That's not his company. Money coming to me now. Come on. Money coming to me now. Come on. Money coming to me now. Now. What are we doing? We're not fighting people. We're making the devil let it go. Watch this. And sending angels to bring it. You see what I'm saying? We making the devil let it go and sending angels to bring it. Whatever you bind on earth, bound in heaven. Come on. Whatever you loose. We are binding the devil and loosing the angels. Now, if you believe that, it'll work. Now, let me just say this. It says here that Jesus was raised from the dead and placed in heavenly places far above principalities and powers. That's what we read in Ephesians chapter 6. Principalities and powers are running this. But Jesus was placed, come on, far above. And if you go into Greek, it means far, 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 far. It means so far above till it's ridiculous. Got it? Then it says, you and I are seated together with him. We are, come on, far, far, far. So listen, you don't even have to scream at the devil anymore. Come on now. See, when a general comes in, and there are a bunch of privates here, he doesn't talk loud. He doesn't have to. He's too far above. And I won't do the last scripture, but I'll go through it on the next time. But he's talking about, in Proverbs 24, he talks about a man that is slothful. He talks about the spirits that are, let me just stay where you are. He said that yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding the hands of sleep, so shall poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Poverty and want spirits travel together. This is a revelation, is it first? That poverty spirits become your advisor, and want or lack spirits hold you until everything around you crumbles. Now, we coming against those spirits. Because that poverty spirit may have been advising you. Don't sow. Don't do this. Don't invest. So far, we're going to get rid of that spirit. And the watch spirit that has held you until everything crumbles, we're going to get rid of that spirit. Say, in the name of Jesus, as a child of Almighty God, as an ambassador for Christ, as an anointed one of God, I speak to those spirits. I come against the spirits of poverty. I come against the spirit of lack. I come against the spirit of poverty. And what? I cancel your assignment. Same, by the blood of Jesus, your assignment is over. Now, in Jesus' name, I command you to go. Get out of my life, out of my family, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, whoever the Son sets free, it's free indeed. Blessed in Jesus' name. Your problem was not money. It was a spirit that was controlling your money. But remember what he said? They tried to cast out the demon, and the demon wouldn't come out. But they took it to Jesus, and he said this: this one comes out with nothing but prayer and fasting. Folks, we got him out. We got him out. Take your seats. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, come on, in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Please. wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. No, people weren't our problem. The ites had it. Now, use your mouth right, because now your speech becomes very important. Don't talk against what just happened to you. Got what I'm saying? So call things that be not as though they were. Keep your angel and your faith working. If you're here tonight, God has spoken to your heart about being born again. Praise God, you came to the right place. Every one of us had to be born again. And God.